Both the county and the city do have separate facility projects going on at this point. Really, what's driving ours is a need to have the right kind of infrastructure for customer service. And in particular, we're struggling with space in our judicial system for courts and district attorney, probation, as well as for our law enforcement facilities. In addition to that, we have other space needs, particularly for our public meeting spaces.
How did you outgrow the buildings?
The Sheriff's Department has been in the same building for 130 years, and the practice of law enforcement has changed significantly. But I'd also look at the 9th Judicial District. We've had significant growth in civil litigation. Oftentimes, the 9th Judicial District is having to move Picken County cases down to Garfield County for lack of hearing space or court space downtown. Additionally, we are unable to secure the courthouse right now because we have publicly facing functions in the assessor and treasurer there.
From a law enforcement standpoint, Ron, how does this addition help you guys, and where does that put you as a department?
In many ways, we're a good example of how the year after year being in the same space and the limitations it gives us prevents us from serving our community in public safety efforts perhaps as well as we could. Over the years, we've found ways to keep our standards up, the quality up, by taking away from other areas, but we're at a point now that we can't continue to do that. Standards specifically in evidence management and retention continue to change, primarily based on biological evidence, and we have to hold more things for longer amounts of time, which creates space issues that we just can't deal with any longer.
Last year, when we had the murder case with Nancy Pfister, that became an issue because you had suspects and the public in the same area, right?
Yeah, and I think it brings us something that's really important to say. As a longtime local, my concern, of course, would be that any of the government entities, and in this case the county, be responsible in what they're doing, because we see all the time some irresponsible spending in these great grand buildings going up. It's not something personally I'm interested in, and I know the county is not interested. As we begin our discussions about this space, we're not looking at making bigger office spaces for us.
Thank you very much for coming into the studio and explaining the project to the public.
Thanks for having us today.
Thanks, Carolyn.